Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Every year, many areas of Jamaica experience drought conditions. These sometimes last for long periods, causing large areas of vegetation to become dry. Under such conditions, it is important to keep flames away from all dried vegetation. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more about how to manage bushfires, in addition to the do's and don'ts of clearing agricultural lands on today's edition of Calling Farmers. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Ministry of Education has implemented the following guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 9.
At grade levels 1 to 3, no more than 2 supplementary texts are required. For grades 4 to 6, 1 workbook each for science, social studies, language arts, and mathematics. And for grades 7 to 9, no more than 2 supplementary texts, and on an average, 3 literature books, approximately 1 per term.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Over the years, severe bushfires have damaged crops, livestock, buildings, and general vegetation, and in extreme cases may cause loss of lives. This has caused millions of dollars worth of damage and farm losses. Learning to manage bushfires can prevent or minimize the likelihood of the tragedy from striking. The slash and burn method, which involves the cutting and burning of trees to clear land for cultivation, is one of the most common techniques used to clear farmlands. Residents, especially farmers, are being urged to desist from using this method of clearing land, especially in times of drought.
Over the years, we have seen the main cause of these bushfires, especially in the farming areas, is due to slash and burn. So we have to find creative ways to go around slash and burn, and we have to find alternatives to the slash and burn method.
Public Relations Officer at the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Emilio Ebanks. Mr. Ebanks recommends that farmers utilize other means of clearing their land, such as using dried leaves, grass, and trees as mulch.
Rather than using fires to clear lands, what you would want to do is use other means. You can cut the bush, for example, and when you do that, put it in a pile in one area of the land, for example, and create a compost. Essentially, what a compost is an area where you can put materials that can decompose over time. And these materials, being organic materials, they will break down and create natural fertilizer, which is good for the area, and you can also use it back in the areas that you're farming.
And remember that prevention is always better than cure.
Persons must understand your best bet in any situation, really, is that old adage that prevention is better than cure. So persons have to understand everybody has to do their bit to prevent the fires from actually starting up.
Public Relations Officer at the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Emilio Ebanks. And now for our Jamaican phrase of the day. Kill me dead. This is an expression of certainty. And this means something will be done at all costs, no matter what.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
That's where we end today's program. Join us again next time for what to do if a bushfire starts, as well as the do's and don'ts involved. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Have a great day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.